Welcome to this week's sermon from Heights Worship Center. We believe God has something for you today. We hope this message encourages and inspires you.
Well, I tell you, anytime Holy Spirit can make a holy disruption, right? Hallelujah. We love all of that in being able to flow in the Spirit and understand that God is talking to us. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church and the body of Christ that is here today. And so this message has been sitting for almost a week. Then you know what happens? It grows. You know, it grows and it gets to be more upgraded in the Spirit. So, you know, this is like a two-hour preaching. Wow. Are you going to bear this morning? Well, let me tell you this, the Holy Spirit can do the rest. So we sang about give him room. And when the Holy Spirit takes over, even though we're done with what we call the schedule of our church service, the Holy Spirit continues to reveal. And I would want for us to be able to keep a listening ear, because today we're talking about what we had been doing. And, you know, for all of our life, of not only being worshiping the Lord, but to really know his will. Many of us say the scriptures, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and what? And all these things shall be added, right? So talking about seeking God. And when we begin to pray for the nation, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then God will hear from heaven and heal their land. So scriptures that let us know to be seeking God, not because God is lost. We are the ones, but we need to go after him. So today we kind of like just want to flow in that worshiper mode of what it is to seek God as a worshiper. And knowing that our intention is to encounter him. Not just so we can receive our blessing, not just so we can bring our prayer requests and needs, but at the same time to honor him, to glorify him, to exalt him, and give what is due to God. Whatever we do with our tithes and offering, that is due to God, because he told us, this is a way you honor me, as the Lord says, with the substance, with the fruit of your labor. But at the same time, there is the fruit of our lips, of giving thanks to the Lord. Everybody got that. But boy, he's watching everything that gets out of your lips. That means, what fruit is your lips being able to express? So you be very careful of what you say, because God is listening to you. So here we go. I like to bring out the text in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8 and 11. This is somehow just to be able to say, this is the working foundation of where our thoughts is going to go this morning in being able to honor God in his word. Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. In this paragraph, it tells us to be able, the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoices, and that we are to seek his face always. That means God would want to reveal himself all the time to us if we are watchful. If we are able to see what God is doing. So just being able to put your hands like this all together. Lord Jesus, we are ready to receive what you want for us to see, what we want to hear, and what you're going to reveal to our hearts today. I have a listening ear to your word as much as I have an eye to follow you, to seek you, and to know you more. For this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I thank you, Pastor Don, for bringing out the report for the missions and all of the update, because wherever we go, we bring worship to the frontier of what we do. So not only when we do missions and church plant and give to other nations, but continually we bring the presence of God. So somehow those compassionate acts, giving the dresses, feeding and all, is a means or way that we are able to communicate, to connect with people so we can tell them about the Lord. Many elements of the outreach and ministry that we do, we bring always the aspect of seeking God. Not only presenting the scriptures, storytelling, games and everything, we every time we bring the dynamics or the part or dimension or portion, that to the end of everything we do, we give an opportunity for people to be able to connect with God, to seek the Lord. And so our way of being able to see this happen is when we be able to come before Him and recognize Him that He is God. So here, let me read scripture again to you. In 1 Chronicles 28, verse 8, this will be the line of scriptures that we will be reading all together. Read with me verse 8 of 1 Chronicles 28. It says this, "So now with God as our witness, in the sight of all Israel, the Lord's assembly, I give you this charge. Be careful to obey all the commands of the Lord your God, so that you may continue to possess this good land and leave it to your children as a permanent inheritance." So here is a scripture that gives us a little guidance, instruction on how to be able to seek God. First base, surrender to God. What it is to give it all to the Lord and say, "God, I know I need to encounter you in a personal way. I have to come to terms of what it is, not my will, but your will. What you desire for me to do." So first thing that he gave us instruction on this verse was, be careful to obey all the commands. What I see here is we have to hear, we have to know, and we have to obey. Three actions word that makes surrender as a way of being able to pursue and seek the Lord. So when we say, "Lord, I'm ready to hear," why? Because when you hear God's word, what is the result? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. So when you know, what happens? When you know, you get the wisdom and knowledge of God. When you obey, you are under His authority. When you obey what the word of God says, you're covered by the blood. You're covered with the authority of God's protection and power of the blood. Boy, that's hard if you go away and disobey and not be able to be under the blood of the Lamb. And so you need to continually be submitted in order to see your life covered by the blood of Jesus, to be under the power and authority of the blood. Let me continually use that, because we had been singing that. We apply the blood of the Lamb into our sin so we can be forgiven. Whatever was the past, God's, in His way of power and wisdom, He totally forgets. Pastor Adon has told us that. So every time, "Lord," we come to you and say, you ask forgiveness for your sins, right? And say, "Lord, remember the sin I did sometime. Lord, I did it again." Say, "What sin?" "I forgot all about that." "What sin?" You come fresh again in God's forgiveness. God has the power not only that to forgive, but to forget and to be covered as far as the east from the west, had the deepest sea. That's how God deals with our transgression. So when we come before Him in total surrender, it's because we want to walk in faith, we want to walk in wisdom, and we want to submit, surrender to His authority. So that whatever you do, whatever you say, comes with God's authority. So when you speak, that's when the devil trembles. Why? You remained under his authority. You are surrendered in everything you do. You do it in your own flesh. The devil is not shaken. But you do it under the authority of the blood. He runs away. Hallelujah. And say, I don't have to do anything with you. I have a little story. I was walking the streets of New York one time, and now the person who's witness to this is Pastor Joey. So we're walking the streets, and this guy was just out of his mind. You know, we could see he's spitting on people. He's spitting his saliva in everyone he meets on the street. So here we come. He's almost near me. I'm going to get it, right? He's spitting. And it creates a commotion. Pastor Joey is a little bit taller than me. And while we're doing like this, you know, the guy who's approached me said, oh. And for whatever reason, he said, I'm not going to do anything to you. Wow. Somehow the word that came out of his mouth, you're a holy man. I almost shrunk and said, how did he know? Wow. Only by the blood. Only by the blood. So every time I begin to see you guys sing and make a statement of the authority of the blood of Jesus, I know what that means. I've seen that work, and it will keep working. And so wherever you go, when you surrender, you stay under the covering and authority of the blood of Jesus. And no demon in hell is able to touch you. That you cause him, hallelujah, to flee and run away from you. So be careful. That's the reason why the scripture, be careful to obey all the commands. Stay under the blood. Second, continue to possess this good land. That means God has given you a spear of authority. You have a spear of influence. That's your land. Get the application. You might not have acres and acres of land, but you have influence. That's your land. That is what you occupy, friends, relationship, job, work, wherever you are in. When you are in position in government, position in what you do in your job, that's your land. You occupy that. And because God has given you that, I'm saying straight, God has given you your job. Doesn't belong to you. Whatever you, God is the one that given you favor that you can do what you're doing now. So God is saying and says, continue to possess this good land that I have given you. And that is part of how we now express, put an application on how we surrender to God. Because when we occupy, when we possess the things that God has given us for the greater advantage of his kingdom. Again, back to the surrender, it's not about us. But it's about him. God, you've given me this job for you. You've given me this spear and influence, friendship, relationship on how I connect with people because it is for the purpose of honoring you. I believe that today there is an awakening that's happening in America because there's something God, and you have been praying. You might not be a part of these different places, but we are one nation under God. And God has been moving. God, you know, even you don't see it, you're working. You remember? You never stop. You never stop. And let me tell you something that happens. Could you put that on the screen, please, about Louisiana bill? The Louisiana bill says, Louisiana requires 10 commandments in schools. Where do other states stand? So lately, Louisiana state bill says that they are going to put the 10 commandments for children to see in school constantly. Why? 10 commandments is in the Supreme Court. You can see that in the different public places, you know, in Washington, D.C., you can see 10 commandments, right? So
the very history, roots of this nation, how it was formed was based on 10 commandments, right? And so now say, why are we moving away from the very principle that formed us as a nation that is surrendered to God? When you say one nation under God, that means you're saying we are a nation surrendered to God. And we can surrender to God by surrendering to His commandments and to His word. So today, Louisiana leads the way by putting back 10 commandments for where our little kids see it, so it can form their thinking and their mind, that there can be an early introduction of God's word in public school. Can you give an applause to Jesus for that? Whoever is responsible for the bill and for the governor and all of that, hey guys, God is penetrating, is making an invasion in America again. Come on. Hallelujah. Well, I'm praying for California. If this is happening in Louisiana, it can happen anywhere. And so when a nation is a nation under God, it means to say we are surrendered to God. But this is an illustration of how to occupy. You bring the authority and rule of God into governance. We're not running away from governance of this nation. We will speak into the governance of this nation. Why? Because this nation is one nation under God. Why should be ashamed of God's word to bring it to the nation? Boy, I remember I went to the city hall, Whittier. No appointment. I just attended the regular city council meeting, Sister Sylvia. I went offline there. And the first agenda of the city hall meeting? Is feedback from the city. Anyone who lines up there, you want to say something, you can say something. So I lined up. I see the line is getting long, so I kind of squeeze myself in. The first guy who went first, he was so angry about Motel 6, blah, blah, blah. And he started, you know, lambasting. He said, So the temperature of the conversation in the city hall has just kind of combative. You know, it's just confrontation. So, but I said, you know, I came here because our church moved from here to Hillcrest during the time. And I said, I just want to thank the community for how beautiful it is. And I spoke positive things to the city. And I prayed for the city in the city hall meeting, right? So I have nothing to be ashamed. Why? You know why? Because when a policeman died during the time, I went to the vigil, brought my guitar, and sang in the vigil in front of the city hall. So I killed already the bear and the lion. So I go for the big giant city hall meeting. You guys understand the progression? Okay. Because I need to be out there in the public to be able to decree and declare God's word. And the baby walk on that, I could remember now. Sorry for the storytelling. You have this 5K run and walk. Remember that, Sister Mirna Epil? I don't know. Okay, Whittier. I joined that to walk for the 5K. Could you imagine me walking? But you know, that was a good reason to prayer walk the city of Whittier. So here we go. I'm sharing you the roots before I get to the city council meeting. So I did a little walking around for the 5K. I did a little singing of the Lord's Prayer at the funeral vigil of the policeman that was slain, you know. And then I went straight to the city hall for that prayer. For how God is going to cause you that you will find yourself speaking to the CEO of your company. Leading a prayer on your business meeting in the workplace you are in. So wherever you are, you can bring the presence of God. Because you say, I'm here because I'm salt and light, and I'm going to occupy. I'm going to occupy. When I say that word, I'm going to occupy. I'm going to be a positive influence. I'm going to be a holy influence in this location. And last, boy, I feel like the last part of this is verses. Live it to your children as it a permanent inheritance. Live it to your children as a permanent inheritance. The reason we're doing, because why? We need something to hand over to the next generation. So if you surrender to God and begin to occupy, then you have something to give over. You have an inheritance that you're able to hand on to the next generation. Today, in California, we are challenged. What do you think we will give to the next generation of our children? Could you put the second photo, please? We're being challenged because Newsom signs bill banning schools from notifying parents about student gender identity. State has just removed parental rights to inform you if their child would want to have a gender assignment in elementary grades or high school. If you want to have Tylenol or whatever, they have to call you as parent. Oh, your son, your daughter had a fever. We need to give aspirin or Tylenol. Oh, it's okay. They will inform. But with regards to this change, you will not be informed. So here we go. Here's the fight. When I say this, because we want, and that's the reason why we pour in all of our resources to our children, because we don't want them to hear this in their school. We want for them to hear it first from the parents. So we will be the first one to be able to equip them. So you know what I did this week? I started looking online on all the animated story of Adam and Eve. While there are tons and tons of resources on how to let our kids know about creation, you know, in a Bible story. But with all of this politics that is happening, could you begin to imagine really California needed God? And that we need to seek God, you know, in behalf not only, you know, of the church, of the ministry, but we have to seek God for the welfare of the nation. Wow, Louisiana can do this. How come California can't do it, right? So that means we have to get some people who will bring God into the state of California. That means your vote is very important to bring in people that had fear of the Lord to be able to change and bring justice and holiness, righteousness into governance. Amen? So that means you are encouraged to vote, because your vote is a voice. And your vote is a prayer. Your vote is an intercession. Hallelujah. And for that reason, God begins to lead us. When we are surrendered people, God would lead us and let us know whom we are to select. Whom is God's person that needed to be able to lead the nation or lead our state into his purposes? So with that, we can say we needed to continue surrender to the Lord for everything we do. Let me bring up the last photo. I'm loading you up on the first point already. So Oklahoma, please. All right. So Oklahoma State Superintendent requires public schools to what? Teach the Bible. So, guy, what's California is doing? State, okay, we were talking about Louisiana, Ten Commandments. Oklahoma said, hey, we got to bring back the roots of how we started as a nation. This nation has been formed with the principles of the Word of God. We cannot run away. So they're making the Bible available in all the school libraries, in the classroom, on how the teachers would use it as a resource, you know, to be able to encourage and be able to teach not only morality, character, values, the rest, but for everyone to be able to be acquainted with the historical foundation on how this nation has come about. So just give an applause to the Lord for the state of Oklahoma. And we are praying that God will do that for the rest of the state. So we know that these are the things that we want to give to the next generation. Leave it to your children as a permanent inheritance. So thank God that our surrender to the Lord, so we can have something that we can give to our children's children. And because we are a worshiper that seeks the Lord, we need to continually search for God. Search for God. To seek means, I'll look it up again. I usually just do it for my own personal reference. But the Greek word for seek is zeto. Is letter C, and right away say, boy, this is for the generation Z. Zeto, to search, to desire, to inquire, to find out, to investigate, a resolution, getting to the bottom of the matter. So when you seek God, it's not just, oh, so you can pray your little prayer. No, it has to be with effort, with strength, with everything that is within you to pursue that which you wanted to know more about God, to search for Him. Here's the instruction to Solomon. And Solomon, my son, 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. And Solomon, my son, learn to know the God of your ancestors intimately. Worship and serve Him with your whole heart and a willing mind, for the Lord sees every heart and knows every plan and thought. If you seek Him, you will find Him. But if you forsake Him, He will reject you forever. So these are instructions on how that when we are able to heed the instruction, not only for Solomon being the wisest man who live on earth, but for him to see that this instruction to know God and make Him known. Not only that we can know Him for ourselves, but as we have to let others know, share to others, as even as to our children and to our sphere of influence, that we are being mandated that when we have found God, when we have searched for Him, that we are able to know Him according to the Word and be able to make Him known. Number two, it says that worship and serve Him. So back to Pastor Don's word that she shared with us, what worship is? Service. And service is worship. So worship is a state of the heart, not of art. Okay, so we know that we could have all of the beautiful things that we have here, but already the expression of the heart of God. And for that reason, we want just to say, God, work in our hearts that we are able to project and share who You are and let everyone know that You are Lord. That our service is from our heart, not just because we want to, you know, be this and that the way others do it, but be able to do what God requires of us. A whole heart, whole devotion, hallelujah, as like what we're seeing, of singing that song, bring me back to the heart of worship. How that? I'm coming back to the worship. It's all about you. It's all about you. All right. Just so suddenly, so I'm coming back to the heart. Wow. God wants us to be restored to that one-on-one worship position and attitude with Him. That today He would want us to serve Him, you know, wholeheartedly, because what we do is our worship unto the Lord. So making others know whom we worship is worship to the Lord. Whatever we do in mission, whatever we do in 5-day club, Good News Club, is worship. And I just thank the Lord that as they are our children, our teaching, you know, I could already see what the future holds for them in knowing. I'm excited already, Pastor Adon, next. I believe that all of our kids that are teaching has to say something. Yeah. You know, I really want to hear them because there is something that the Lord is working in their hearts in seeing that they too, whatever they have received, they start to impart and share already with others. So when we see this, that we are being asked to serve, worship, and serve with our whole heart, but at the same time with willingness, with willing mind, we are not coerced. We are not coerced, but it is with voluntarily that we are giving our worship, our service, intentionally as an act of our free will, that we honor and worship God. We search for Him. We seek about Him. With that, we are an intentional worship. As much as there's a lot of use in the church today about intentionality, that when we serve in whatever we do, our heart's purpose and intention is to honor and worship God. Fourthly, we can see that the word, not only to seek Him and you will find Him, but at the same time, to be really a lover of God's presence and really hunger for God. Yeah. So Pastor Don, I had been playing around for the word soak. Why we didn't have a soak? I had been working and said, it must mean something. You know, I'm kind of like just want to do. So soak, I was trying to say to Kyle a while ago. Soak is like, I'm being soaked right now with my perspiration. I think preaching is hard work. So seek our Almighty King. Seek our Almighty King. So whenever we come to soak, we're seeking for who is the Almighty, for who is the King of Kings. We come to focus. We come to put in the center for who is the very King of our lives. And we put that as our desire to seek Him, not only as a body of believers and as a church, but we make it as a statement as Americans, as people who had come to this nation in behalf of God to be able to bring total salvation for this nation. And lastly, but a forewarning that says, if you forsake Him, He will reject you forever. What a warning. What a warning. The reason being, God says He will, if we forsake Him, He will reject us because He has given us His very own Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can be reunited, be one with Him. And to forsake that, you have disqualified yourself to the very sonship and authority that God has given you to be His own child. That means, you know, what it is to move away from the grace that God has given you to call His own son. Let me call on what is happening today in Tennessee. Can you put that on the screen? They felt that America is standing on a crucial situation that they need to seek God. So Tennessee, this state is publicly seeking God after lawmakers declared 31 days of prayer and fasting. They stated a bill in Tennessee. They're not ashamed. I saw there were like 21 votes against one for their Senate, and in their representative it was like 300 something votes against six. So were there seven rebels. But this bill came out. Just begin to think, So here in California, we hear a lot of the things that are away from God, but in other places, you could see that this are the way how people conduct themselves. You say, we need God in America. We need God in our state. So even though they are doing that in Tennessee, let's join them in prayer. Let's join them in being able to seek God and call upon the Lord. We might be the remnants of California. Hello? We got revival here. We have Azusa Street. We got roots that we can be proud of in the spirit that God has touched California. Did you know that Salinas as a town was the food and bread basket of all America? That this part of California fed America in one time, and now it's other state helping us. So what a reverse. And so our prayer, God, bring back, hallelujah, the glory days of how you touched this state with the revival fire of the work of the Holy Spirit. And we sang today what? Lord, we got room for you in California. Come on. We make room in California, Jesus. Don't forget about us. Hallelujah. Thank you for Tennessee. Thank you for Louisiana. Thank you for Oklahoma. Hey, God, we're still in California. We need God in California. Come on. Don't forget us, Jesus. So it will be remnants or handful. Don't be ashamed. It was only three guys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who stood against the king, and Jesus showed up. That's what we needed in California. So when we stand for Jesus in our public school, in our workplaces, be ready. Because you're making room for God to show up. You're making room for the Holy Spirit to show up. And today I thought it was very prophetic. We have that song, Making Room, Making Room. Hallelujah. That was already intercession prior to this preaching or declaration. So Jesus, we're making room for California. Hallelujah. So with this, we can see God is doing something in America. Today we can truly say, yes, Lord, we're getting there. One nation under God. Lastly, not only that we are to search for God, but we are to serve you, our God. Serve your God. So here's the verse, last verse that we are going to read here in verse 10. 1 Chronicles 28:10. So take this seriously. Wow. So Heights Worship Center, take your DNA seriously. Don't take it lightly. Let's take seriously what God is doing among us. I'll go a little bit further. The Lord has chosen you to build a temple of his sanctuary. Be strong to do the work. This short verse, but boy, it's so power compact. Instruction is so clear. You can't go away with this. So take this seriously. We need to take it seriously so that in everything that we do, we have discernment in what God is saying to us. Patty, thank you for sharing what you have to say last Sunday. That is part I picked on that in what you shared, and to say this, that on the Super Bowl, I was not here. I got only the story that during the halftime game, I don't know, I didn't even bother to look what was the halftime game entertainment. But some guy by the name of John Rich got so perked, or how do you get convicted in his spirit, saying, I might have to compose a song. And he called the song Revelation. So I don't know about him. I just found him because of what I was doing to search of some influential people. So for the last 9 days, he posted his song Revelation. It was having 1,000,003 viewership. 9 days. So that means like for every hour, there was 6,166 viewership that was happening. I got scared of the numbers because it has 3666 over there. But then I look it up and say, how many people get to view it per second? So there's 102.777. I got tickled in the spirit. I don't know if there's such a term, being tickled in the spirit. You know, just to say, hey, these are just funny numbers, but they kind of like speak to me. So I got to be listening to what God is saying. So that means if I look this up, I just caught this at 7 a.m. this morning. So it's 11 now. So that means if it's 11, there are 4 hours. There has been like about 24,000 every that has been added for the last 4 hours that are being able to view this scripture revelation song. To the end of the presentation that he had with his song, he put on Revelations 12 on the verse on the screen. So no doubt about it, I don't know about his lifestyle, okay? I'm just saying that God is moving. If you're talking about some unusual vessels to be able to be out there, to be an influence, to be able to speak God's word to the nation. So if some people who are not, I don't know if he's, oh, by the way, I know he was a pastor's kid. Yeah, he is a pastor's kid. Okay, so some seed, when he was a little kid, I hope he went to CEF or Good News Club, that got resurrected in his spirit, that when he was watching this halftime game commercial or entertainment, brought out the spirit of a warrior inside of him that said, I'm going to compose a song that when this song just posted 9 days ago, it has 1,000,003 people watching and hearing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. If people like him take the gospel seriously, take this message seriously, how much for all of us that are his children? So this is a word of encouragement for all of us. What we do here in Heights, we want to take this seriously. This is our calling. This is what we want to do and accomplish for God's kingdom. Second said, the Lord has chosen to build a temple. God has given us the opportunity to build a temple. First, this is our temple. This is the temple that God is building. God has redeemed this temple by his blood. He's cleansing this temple by his blood. Now that you have a personal and private, exclusive temple to meet God, okay, now he wants you to build your home, your family, your neighborhood, your community, the church, your state and the whole country and the rest of the world. That's how the whole progression. So from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to the rest of the earth. We are to build the temple because we are his living temple. Lastly, it says, be strong and do the work. This is not the time to be weak, Heights Worship Center. I feel we're if in a marathon, I don't know. I've been watching this cycling Paris tour of Paris, whatever that. Yeah. So I'm amazed how the cyclists take on the steep mountains and how they do it. You know, I can relate how the gravel areas of my home province, when, you know, nobody would be able to go through those places, and see how different transportation can go through. But at the same time, how as a church we journey to the challenges that we have today. And just like as Joshua has been encouraged to be of good courage and be strong, the same way that somehow woven through in all the scriptures, that whenever God has designed and called us to do something, okay, he wants us to do it with all of our might. He wants us to do it with all of our strength. He doesn't want it done haphazardly. He doesn't want it done just the way so we can get over it. No. Because we are worshipers, we do it wholeheartedly. So if God gives us a task that we need to do, we do it. So when we worship with strength. Hallelujah. We worship strong. When we serve strong. And if we have to build, we have to build strong. And whatever we have to do, when we have to witness strong. If we have to do our five-day club, we have to do it
strong.
And we have to do the good news club, we have to do it
strong.
And if we have to come to church on Sunday, 10 a.m., we have to be
strong.
Hallelujah, stand to your feet today. We're just going to glorify God. Lord Jesus, not by might, not by power, but by your Holy Spirit, Lord. We receive the empowerment of the Holy Spirit that we can do that what we needed to do to worship and serve you, to know what it is to be totally surrendered, seeking you in every way, so that not only the church, the body of Christ, but that, Lord, the nation, hallelujah, has to know you. Thank you that today you allowed us just to walk through some of the victory that you have already won. And now, hallelujah, I left the one, the best for last. Open your eyes. Bring up Hawaii, please. You have that, Hawaii. Whoop. Everybody read. Hawaii schools ordered to allow good news clubs access to campus. Guys, this is no joke. It's all happening in like 2 weeks. Pam, 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 pam. Could it be there is a season of God that he is doing for America? I don't know. I'm asking you. You know, I read the clouds. I'm a reader of season. I begin to understand things that God does in the natural. If I see things happening in the natural and God does this, could it be that in the spirit, this is the beginnings of revival? This is the beginnings of the awakening that we had been praying for. This is the results of why we had been praying. We had been seeking God. So we're not stopping now. We're going to intensify that. So lift up our hands. Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing in Hawaii, in Tennessee, Louisiana, in different other places. But Lord, don't forget California. Lord, we need you. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. And thank you that today you have inspired us to finish strong, to do everything. It's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. So God, if we feel so weak, so discouraged, and maybe, Lord, losing hope, and just in a situation that God, we are being exasperated. Lord, we thank you that your word today can empower us, can encourage us. Say these words with me in prayer. Lord Jesus, you are my hope. Thank you for the blood that gives me the courage and gives me the strength. I know that it is by your blood I receive forgiveness and cleansing. But in the same blood, I receive your authority. I receive your power. I receive the strength to do what I have to do in following your will and purpose in my life. I need you now. I need you tomorrow. I need you in every way in my life. Thank you that as I seek you and search for you, that I will know you more, I can obey you more, and live your life more for your glory. For this I ask and pray.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Visit us in person or online at hwcim.org.